What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Cynthia Littleton, co-editor-in-chief of Variety. Well, this is a very special episode of Strictly Business. Indeed, I am coming to you live on tape while hurtling through the French countryside, heading north to Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. I am just left Marseille about 10 minutes ago.
Dear listeners, thanks for riding with me on a special episode of this podcast. It combines my love for trains and my love for yakking about the media business and how it's changing. I captured some thoughts while locomotoring through the French countryside after covering the MIPCOM market and conference in Cannes during the week of October 16th. As always, it's so eye-opening to travel overseas and see how vast the media world is beyond the confines of the U.S. I pick up insights just walking around the Croisette and environs. I also picked up a head cold somewhere along the way, but armed with throat lozenges, I soldiered on. I was fortunate to be asked by MIPCOM organizers to conduct sit-down interviews with three high-profile subjects. Paramount Global CEO Bob Bakish was named MIPCOM's Personality of the Year. Maxime Seda, CEO of Canal Plus, was Variety's Vanguard Award recipient, recognizing his contributions to the global TV business. And Eva Longoria and Chris Abrego traveled to the French Riviera to announce their new production and talent development venture, Hyphenate. Also, during my rounds at the Palais, I had an emotional interview with Nadav Palti, CEO of Israel's Dory Media. That's all coming up after this break.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And we're back with observations on the global content marketplace.
I would say that MIPCOM was a busy market, if not a buoyant market. There was lots of activity, lots of talk about deals. There were some deals that were signed there in the Palais and in the Croisette, but a lot, as always with these kind of conferences, there's a lot of conversations that initiate and then a lot of paperwork and lawyer work that has to ensue. But definitely everyone, all the big and small, established and relatively new, everybody was having meetings. There was a lot of activity, and that all seemed to reflect the other cross currents, which is unmistakably the large European players sense opportunity out there. They are very much watching the turmoil in the U.S., at the U.S. majors, between the labor strikes that have handicapped production this year, to all of the restructuring, the streaming losses that the old guard studios have incurred as they try to make the transition from linear to streaming. All of that is being watched very carefully by very savvy European players. Every single person I spoke with mentioned to me, you know, that there's such a lower price point for production in Europe. You can just sense that there's going to be a push to bring more production to Europe, arguing that there is a ready talent pool that has become very skilled with the streaming boom. There is so much production all over Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and that ensues. And with that comes a skilled talent pool that is looking for work. Of course, they're watching to see the great contraction if the streamers have less appetite than they have had in the last couple of years, but the kind of European and co-production projects that are really kind of humming are the kind of lower price point things that streamers want. They may only appeal to a niche audience, but that niche audience is going to love that costume drama from Sweden or a wry satirical comedy coming out of Brazil with subtitles. All of the producers I spoke with mentioned that the tyranny of dealing with subtitles and dubbing is over. Audiences in the U.S. and other markets that had been thought to be totally resistant to either subtitles or dubbing is absolutely lifting, and certainly subtitles is winning for many reasons. The U.S. was a big holdout for that, but all the much evidence shows that those fears are definitely lifting, and that raises the hopes of many, many producers. And especially the labor strife, which is something Hollywood hasn't had in a long time, and especially to this degree. Europe is very well aware of general strikes and the general sense of when there is a period of labor unrest, and there is definite efforts to emphasize the appeal of working with European talent in many ways. I took a lot of meetings during my 3 days at MIPCOM. I was very excited to meet a couple of compelling female CEOs, including Telepool CEO Yoko Higuchi Zitzman. And it's funny that I had to travel all the way to Cannes to learn that that company, based out of Munich, is owned by Will Smith's Westbrook company. I knew it on paper, but the significance of it and the interesting parts of it didn't sink in till I was sitting talking with them in their booth in the Palais. Yoko brought with her to MIPCOM a very big swing for their company, Davos 1917, a big, sudsy, soapy, limited series that has romance, espionage, intrigue. It seems like the kind of costume drama that is going to be catnip for some streamer, and it's already set up well in Europe with a couple of public broadcasters, and she's excited about the potential for that project. I could stand here and talk about the media business and watch the French countryside go by for a few more hours, but I can tell I'm wearing thin the patience of my fellow passengers. So more to come.
Paramount Global CEO Bob Bakish first came to MIPCOM years ago as head of Viacom's International TV Channels Group. Today, he's leading the entire company through a difficult period of transition, but his confidence that better days are ahead comes through loud and clear in our conversation.
As you sit here today, how do you feel? You articulated that Paramount had sort of taken its third way. How do you feel about the health of Paramount's streaming business and how do you feel about Hollywood's long-term decision made about 5 years ago to really go for it into direct-to-consumer? Do you think that the business maybe went a little too headlong into direct-to-consumer?
Yeah, so I'd say a couple things. First, I'd reiterate what you said, which is 2 years ago, we said 2023 was our peak investment year in streaming. Today, we're still saying that. It's our peak investment year in streaming. And we've also said publicly that 2024 will be a year of significant earnings growth for the company, driven by significant reduction in streaming losses. So we said that 2 years ago. We had a plan that reflected that, and we continue to believe that today, point one. Point two is, and really zooming out a little, yes, there has been continued discussion about streaming and the robustness of that business and profitability and all of that. And at the same time, I would say, sitting here today, it's more true than even 2 years ago that it's going to be important that you have a significant exposure in a positive way, to streaming, because consumers continue to move that direction. The linear ecosystem remains, but it is, you know, continues to be in a gradual decline, and streaming continues to get bigger. You only have to look at the numbers to know that. So it's vitally important that we build a streaming business. The other point I'd make, and it really goes back to the licensing one, is, you know, people like simple answers. And what was in vogue as a simple answer was the way to be in streaming was 100% owned and operated D2C in every market around the world. And I think the reality is, frankly, I know the reality is not that simple, that we believe and are beginning to demonstrate that a more multifaceted approach to streaming, which among other things embraces partnerships, is the more fiscally responsible and ultimately more financially powerful way to unlock the, if you will, streaming TAM, total addressable market. So yeah, there's a lot of discussion about streaming, and certainly call it the street's view on valuation of streaming has moved adversely in the last 2 years. But the importance of having a scale streaming asset, again, in a multifaceted way, it's never been more important. And again, I think, once again, we are leading, as we did in ad-supported streaming with Pluto. We were the first major media company to get into that. People said, what is that? And they turned around 3 years later, and we took a $70 million business and took it over $1 billion. And people were like, oh, you're right, that's a real business. Just like Paramount Plus, when we launched it, we said, lower price tier with ads, higher price tier without ads, because we want to give consumer optionality. People question that, and now, fast forward today, pretty much the whole marketplace is there. This is another one where streaming is a multifaceted business. Sure, we're going to be O&O, D2C, in major markets in the world, US, UK, we're in others. But there's going to be an additional part of that business that's going to have different models, and that's okay. In fact, that is more attractive. And what we need is the street to really understand that. And I do think the earnings turn, if you will, from 23 to 24, which is really the macro headwind people are looking for, call it clarity on. Once they see that and then start to see these things are incrementally valuable, I think the valuation picture gets much better. So yeah, we're in the trough. So be it. We play through.
Canal Plus CEO Maxime Seda was remarkably candid during our conversation after he received the Variety Vanguard Award. I certainly didn't expect him to start by detailing the number of times the company almost died. He certainly grabbed the audience's attention.
If you want to talk about the last 7 or 8 years, you have to think about the history of Canal Plus because it has driven a lot of our actions. And one of the key elements regarding Canal Plus is that it's a company that has almost died several times, disappeared. Right after it was launched in 84, it was the first believed it was a hit, but then a gigantic failure. And for a while, it was on the brink of disaster. And then it happened several times over its history. And I joined in 2004, and 2002, 2003, again, Canal Plus was on the brink of disaster. And then we had a very difficult time when I was appointed CEO as well. So you start to develop, first of all, a survivor syndrome, like, should this company be existing? Is there a sense to us continuing in this environment? And then you, once you think that, yes, you should be existing, you develop some kind of survivor's instincts. And so a lot of our actions have been driven by, and my actions have been driven by, my obsession for the company to survive, actually. It's a very different state of mind than when you're on the offensive and you want to be a global player at Netflix and you have the resources, the financial resources to do that.
Mm-hmm. And totally different from the history of European broadcasting being, you know, state-run and a few small independents that still had that state support. Canal Plus, you are in the marketplace. You rise and fall.
Oh, yeah. I think I can really clearly state that we have no support. Right. No support.
Other than your viewers.
Well, we have support from the talent and the environment, and we have a lot of support from the actors in the industry, but from the regulatory standpoint, it's a very complicated market. France and Europe in general is a very highly regulated market, and so very complicated to survive again. But based on what I said and the fact that the company was in a tough situation and was losing a lot of money in France, your home market, so you're trying to think about how do we expand, but maybe the first thing to do is to, you know, solve your French domestic situation. It was a very tough times for Canal Plus when I was appointed because we had to do very significant cost reductions, close to 20% of our cost base. We did something that you never recommend in business school to do, which is to lower the price. So we lowered the price to find some growth again. Generally, at the same time, we decided to expand overseas. So again, very risky. But when you have survival instinct, you think you're really best when you're at the, you know, in the toughest situation. And I think that's, and distribute, and thank you again for distribute and the kind words, and I really appreciate what Michelle and Lucy said. This, for me, is a tribute to the teams, to the Canal Plus teams, and I'm not, you know, being, it's true. I mean, the teams at Canal Plus are super committed, and they're never better, never stronger than when the situation is very tough. So when you look at Canal Plus, it was a very French company, very dependent on a few rights. One of them is actually happening today. There's the tender for the French soccer domestic rights today. And I announced publicly that we're not participating. And in 2018, we lost that right. And at the time, our studies were telling us that half of our subscribers would probably leave if we didn't have that right. We're so dependent on that right. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a fixed cost base. So if you lose half of your subscribers, again,
right,
you're dead.
Right.
Again, the obsession of the team and my personal obsession was to reduce all our dependencies. We were too dependent on the French market. How do we go overseas and reduce that dependency? We're too dependent on French domestic soccer. You know, so we expanded it to motorsports, you know, Formula One, MotoGP, rugby, Champions League. And then how do you expand from that? And we signed output deals with all Hollywood majors. And then we signed a very significant, the most significant deal with French cinema. And then you say, okay, how do we reduce again dependency? And that's when I went to see Reed Hastings in Los Gatos. I think it was now maybe 5 years ago or 6 years. I think I'm the only European who actually went to Los Gatos. I can claim that. And I went to see Reed, and I had a very long conversation with him and tried to convince him that we were not necessarily competitors, mm-hmm. that he was on the same side. as Canal Plus because he was trying to convince people to actually pay for content. Mm-hmm. And we started integrating the platforms into our offers, Netflix and then Disney Plus and then Lionsgate and then Paramount Plus and finally Apple TV Plus.
And would you say, I mean, it seems like the timing of, and I appreciate your candor about where you were at that time, it seems like the timing of the what I said about Netflix and the focus of the idea that content companies can be more than just their geographical boundaries, that seems like a perfect timing for what you needed to do for your own business.
I think what you said is completely true on Netflix, and we owe so much to Netflix. To be honest, we owe so much because they showed the way. They showed it was possible to have shows and movies travel, to build scale like they did. And then, you know, before they launched in France, they were already very strong in the US, so I had a head start. And just one example is we were co-producing a show with Sky at that time called Tunnel. And I thought, we need to launch Binge. Because if we don't, then they'll launch in France and say, Canal Plus is the old television. We're the new player and we're launching Binge. So I wanted to launch Binge before they did. I had the head start, but I need to convince Sky. So I came to London. I went to London and convinced our partners from Sky to launch Binge. So we were able to take advantage of the fact that we had some kind of time before they launched in France, and so we could appreciate the extent to which really they made, you know, a number of new innovations that we could, some of them, we could launch before them.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Eva Longoria and Chris Abrego and Dory Media's Nadav Palti.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And we're back with observations on the international marketplace from Eva Longoria, Chris Abrego, and Dory Media's Nadav Palti. Chris Abrego and Eva Longoria came to Cannes with big news of their new partnership backed by one of Europe's most dynamic media companies, Banijé. What's more, Chris gets to keep his day job as Banijé's chairman of the Americas. Here, the partners explain the meaning behind the hyphenate moniker.
We are really excited about this. Chris and I have known each other 20, 25 years. I think my first producing credit was with Chris. And I remember when...
You can spot talent.
Yeah, you can spot talent. And Chris was, you know, had a robust production company of his own. And I remember him taking the leap into an executive. I actually made fun of him the first time he wore a suit because he didn't own any suits. And what I liked most about partnering with Banerjee as well was all of them are producers at heart. They're very entrepreneurial and very producer minded, which you don't find in our industry. You have the executive, you know, that gives notes and, you know, tells you how to do the production, who's never produced before. So that's frustrating. We've voiced a lot of these frustrations. But as a hyphenate, you know, I'm an actor, producer, director. People think I'm an actor turned producer, director. I've always been a producer, director that fell into acting. So I've always been very interested and more curious about being behind the camera. But I kept getting into these overhead deals that could not service my ambition. And by definition, a multi-hyphenate is somebody who does more. You know, I want to do more. And that multi-hyphenate isn't surviving in Hollywood because it's an industry that really wants you to stay in your lane. They really want you to stay in your box. And specifically if you're a person of color or a woman. And so when Chris and I started talking about this couple of years ago, it was my frustration and his ambition that kind of met, and we said, oh my gosh, you know, it's not just me that feels this way. I know so many amazing, incomparable creators who are being suffocated by the system. And so hyphenate is going to provide an alternate model. And we really have a modern approach to how to create visionary content that is culture defining for the most diverse generation we are ever facing.
Yeah. That's perfectly, I think, said. If I would add to that, it's just when you think of, if you think about the actual hyphen as a punctuation mark, it's that puts two words together. In our world, as Eva said, the multi-hyphenate is a world builder. And they really are, because both Eva and I have been outsiders in this industry, right? I mean, though we met, I don't think anybody would have bet on us, you know, well over 20 years ago. And so we have to build it ourselves mainly. It's always, and nothing's ever been handed to us in a sense. And so now we're in this position with Hyphenate Media Group to bet on people who've been underestimated.
Mm-hmm. Or underinvested in.
Or more importantly, underinvested in.
The outbreak of war between Israel and Hamas has been a dark cloud hanging over the world, and it certainly was felt at MIPCOM. Nadav Palti, CEO of Israeli production distribution firm Dory Media, made a very considered decision to stick with his plan to attend MIPCOM despite all that was happening in his native country. Here, Nadav offers a profound explanation for why it was important to keep Dory Media's business plans on track, and he also offers powerful examples of how storytelling can build vital cultural bridges.
Let's start at the beginning. Obviously, you come to MIPCOM with Dory Media, busy producer, distributor. You have a lot of business going on. And less than 2 weeks ago, war breaks out. Brutal, cruel, senseless war breaks out. How does that affect you as a business, Dory Media? What do you think that the impact of this senseless violence is going to be? I know the emotional costs cannot be valued. They are beyond valuation. But from the business sense for Dory Media, what do you think this situation in Israel is going to mean for Israeli media, which is so big and growing?
Yeah, First, we have to say that it's really one of the saddest, toughest, and hard period in maybe in the history of Israel. And everybody in Israel is very, as you described, sad, worried. And not always the Israeli even think or know how it's going to end or what's going to happen, how it's going to develop. But I want to say that I saw what I saw in Israel, that we were very, how to say, we have a huge debate before, like 10 months before, a lot of demonstration, like very not together.
Right. against, I know Netanyahu's policies can be divisive.
And this was very sad also. This was very sad. Now, what's happened here, that we are now in 1 second, when it happened, all the Israelis' units get united back. And everybody's volunteer. People can go to the army. All the rest is volunteers, is doing the best that they can say to support all the people around. So it's a very problematic time for Israel. It's not now what's happened. It's indescribable, okay? Unspeakable. But it's a long period that we are not in a very good shape in Israel, and maybe this will somehow will rebuild our society and our country again. Anyway, business-wise, short term is very tough. Midterm and long term, I think we will recover. It will not influence because, unfortunately, also we had situation in the past, not like this, but we had situation from time to time. And we are very organized what to do and how to do and how to recover. Also, Dori Media is an international and global company. So we produce in Mexico and in Uruguay and in Argentina, and we have a team from all around the world that actually came to now to MIPCOM from Buenos Aires, from Madrid, from Zurich, from Singapore. And unfortunately, the Israeli team canceled, but I have to come because I have to support all the team here.
You are the CEO.
I am also the CEO. And also our people from Madrid or Buenos Aires are very sensitive and they're concerned. So I have to speak with them. I have to encourage them. I have to tell them that we will continue. And it's not only that we will continue. If we let our enemy, let's call them there, to dictate our life or dictate what we are doing, and I speak about personal, professional, business life, so they win. We will not let them win. Win is not only in the battlefield. Win is all 360 degrees operation. So one of my toughest decisions is to come here because of this, okay? Also, my son is in the army now. He's in the reserve in Gaza, and unfortunately, he will get into. So, and I was a commando in the IDF also.
Really, in your service?
In my service, it was years ago, okay? But, so we know and we understand. So on top of all this, we have to continue. We have to, if not, they will win. So the Israeli business, I believe, we have a lot of, first of all, we have TV channels that they continue 24/7 and they continue to operate. We have like 6 TV channels. Production, we produce a lot. We came here with the biggest, or one of the biggest slot ever, with around dozens of new show. Part of them is now in a post-production, editing, others in a pre-production that we want to start to shoot in a few months, other in development. So you have a lot of work that you are not shooting. Shooting you cannot do right now, but all the rest you can. So we work, our offices in Tel Aviv is not closed because the regulation that if you have a shelter in the office, you can continue to work. But also we allow to the employees to work from home, no problem. And actually we are very organized for this because during the coronavirus, the pandemic,
right,
we work from home and we are doing it very efficient. They educated the corona how to work from home and also we are doing it very efficiently. So actually the operation is not really hurt. Yes, the people, very emotional. A lot of our employees involved somehow with what happened. Some of them went to the army, some of them have kids in the army. Some of them, their neighbor or their friends or their cousins. So everybody involved in Israel. It's a very small country. But the operation, I believe, maybe short term we have some influence, but long term and mid term, I think everything will come back. And I think maybe the opposite. Maybe we'll be stronger and more united. And something, unfortunately, from this crisis, a lot of times something good happened after. I want to try to be optimistic, okay? Mm-hmm. Because it's a very sad time to all the Israeli ones. So business wise will continue, ongoing.
What strikes me is, as just as you said, Dory Media is working in Buenos Aires and Mexico and other all around the world. The media world is more global and more connected than ever. And the political world, we are seeing the far right in the US, the far right in Europe to a scary degree. I don't know the answer, but what explains the disconnect between politics and entertainment? The world is more than ever watching media from other countries, understanding stories, you know, and yet we are more, as people, like fighting and more division. Do you ever think about that? How does that make sense?
Okay, it's not only media, it's also the people. The people is the same people. The people get along, believe me, great. The politics and the leaders somehow live from these separated people. This is the power that they get out of it. This is how they can continue to live. And unfortunately, you can see it every place, that the leader wants to separate, the leader wants to sometimes to go to fight and go to war. And if you are sitting in every place around the world, in a restaurant or in a hotel or every meeting with different people from all around the world, they get along very fast together because the value and the principle is the same of everybody. But leaders, politicians create themselves, develop themselves. If they can differentiate themselves from others, and then they get the power, and they get the voter, and then maybe they can go. So this is not only media, it's also, I will give you an example. We have Shtisel, you know our show Shtisel?
Yes, I've heard of it. I can't say that I've seen it, but I've heard of it.
So you have to see it. Mm-hmm. Shtisel is a great show. It was on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, we are selling different window all around the world. But Shtisel is about a family and people that live in a very orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem, mm-hmm. called 100 Gates. It's one of the most orthodox neighborhood in Israel. And then we sold it to Turkey, to a company called OGM. And today, by the way, they are reproduce it in Turkey, remake. It's on air on Star TV. It's a TV channel there, and it wins a rating every Monday. It's doing a great show. It's great. And they create more episodes than us. And when Unur is the owner and the producer, they called me and said, I want to get Shtisel. I asked him, did you watch it? This is about the most orthodox neighborhood in Israel and their life. And he said, Nadav, you will not believe, but the Islam and the Judaism is the same. Same principle, same value, same family value. And he said the relationship between the father and the son in this show, Shtisel, is the same like in Turkey, in our Islam culture. Mm-hmm. And when the son come to the father and said, listen, I met a widow with the kids and I want to marry her. The son, the father said, what's happening with you? Are you dumb? You don't have a hand, you don't have a leg? What's wrong with you? And he said, I want to get into the head of this father when he listened it. And the same is in our culture and the Islam. So this is what I want to tell you, that it's not the people. It is a leader sometimes. It is a politician. So the Judaism, Islam, Christian, it's the same people, same values, same understanding.
Merci for listening to a fantastic episode of Strictly Business. Be sure to leave us a review at Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music. We love to hear from listeners. Please go to Variety.com and sign up for the free weekly Strictly Business newsletter. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Strictly Business.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.